Okay, ISHO 701 on October 13th. I hereby call this meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton to order. Would you all please join me in the flag salute?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Here.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler.
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski is absent. And Mayor Malay.
Here.
We have four.
Thank you much. First item of business, public comments for items that are listed on the agenda only. Is there anyone in the public who might wish to come forward and say anything about anything we've got on our agenda this evening? Not a large turnout, so I'll give it 2 seconds and close the public comment session, and we'll move on to our consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, Council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items the council wishes to remove? None. Are there any items that the public may wish to have removed for discussion? Seeing none, may I have a motion, please?
I'll move.
Second, please.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. It is practically 7:03. We will adjourn as the council and convene as the Board of Health, and we will hear an application for a waiver for our Block 82.17, Lot 39 for 8 Fairview Drive, and I see someone here for the applicant. Please come on down.
Hello.
Go ahead, state your name. And
I am Doug Fine from Fine Engineering, licensed professional engineer by the state of New Jersey. Here to request a waiver for setback to a well distance for the purposes of replacing a septic system. We provided the board with a well casing report that shows from DNL that we have in excess of 57 feet of casing. And the rules within the septic system code state that the setback can be reduced from 100 feet to 50,
yep,
so long as there is 50 feet or more of casing in the well.
Very good. Seems like it was a pretty constricted site. Is there any questions? Are there any questions for the app?
That's my observation. It's constricted. There's nowhere else really to put.
Yeah, actually, if you look at the plot plan, we tried in the back right-hand corner of the property, but there's also an old easement there,
yep,
for like JCP&L or something, which was trying to serve the back. And, you know, we discussed that with the client, and it might be easier to just put it in the front,
yeah,
than,
yeah,
to try and undo an old easement. And, you know, right, that way there's no question.
Right.
That's why we had the well casing looked at.
Right. Very good.
Yep.
In that case, no other questions. I'll make the motion to grant the waiver.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mr. Fine, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Nice and quick.
Yep. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 7:05. We'll adjourn as the Board of Health, reconvene as Mayor and Council, and we will go to reports.
Oh. Can I just interrupt real
Hey.
Minutes is in the consent, right? I keep messing,
yes,
that up.
Yes.
I have to abstain from September 8th. I'm sorry.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. Me as well for the 22nd.
Oh.
It's been so long.
And the vouchers.
Vouchers, too. Sorry.
Okay. Noted.
It's confusing.
I'm not used to
it's
being.
All right.
Sorry.
We don't have to redo that, right?
No.
Very good. Thank you much. Okay, reports, Mr. Glazer. Thank you for the catch.
Yeah, the planning board met last Monday. Two items of substantive business. First, for the county receivers and transmitters for the new antennas were approved, so they'll be built on the Exxon building. They won't be higher than the existing stacks, so the county came, addressed any concerns we had. I think it's a good project for all involved because we want to support our emergency responders. We also did the consistency review of the ordinance, which we'll be considering tonight. I think the planning board said it was substantially consistent. I would say compliant, consistent. Mm-hmm. Other than that, nothing really else other than normal visits planning board. Historic, we met last week as well. Had a couple of discussions about, we talked a bit about the Koss House, given the potential rezoning of that area. So I asked the guys to start thinking about what they thought about that house. And the original thinking was, well, it's been substantially altered over time, so it's old. Is it historic? But they need to do a little more work. We had a bit of a conversation on Gitlow as well about where are we going with that. Because right now it's just sort of sitting there. And yep. I said, you guys need to come to us with a proposal, one way or the other. Let's think through some options, but we need some thought leadership on this.
Yeah. And I
just wish we had the money to do some good stuff with it, you know?
And you know what, Amy? I wouldn't invest the money until we had a good plan.
Right.
Oh, I know.
Right? Yeah. So I'm like, guys, give us a plan. Give us what to work with.
The former chair of the Open Space Committee, I think, had some thoughts that it might be useful for equipment storage for and restroom facilities and long-term for the
right.
There seems to be a bathroom on the right-hand side. Correct?
Yeah, yeah. So I think start to talk to the new open space chair and start to have some solid plans
to do that.
Percolated.
My view was to them, if it's basically store equipment, I'm not sure restoring a building like that is going to be worth a lot of money.
Oh, I think it was technical equipment. It was like scientific and electronic equipment.
Oh, yeah,
that would be the safe place to go.
They did remove most of the scrap metal. Apparently, two oil tanks or one at least is still there. They found a little bit of oil in one of them, so we're dealing with the disposal of that. They don't think it's a lot of oil, just it's got to be handled, I guess.
Eventually, they'll have to worry about a roof.
Well, that's the rub, Brian. I've kind of said, there's really no money at the end for a roof unless there's a plan. And if there's no plan and no money, the roof deteriorates, the building deteriorates. Yep. So we just kind of need to... We need to have an idea to go somewhere with it.
Yep.
And I don't know where somewhere is, but we need to have the option presented so we can have an informed discussion, or we just leave it there and it deteriorates.
Yeah, but there's leaking around the chimneys, I believe. So is there a temporary thing?
Well, that's the question I had for them. What do they need to do to shore it up temporarily? Come to us with a plan. And what do we need to do just to brush hog it around the building periodically? Could the land around the building be transferred to open space so it's maintained?
Where would you get the funding?
Well, exactly. This is where it all comes from.
Yep.
So that was the point of discussion. And to be determined, we just started it. I think it's going to be – I did mention them. I said, look, it's budget season, guys. If you want to come to the well and ask for some money, come and ask for the proposal. I said, I didn't tell them there's any money, of course.
Tough.
But I said, if you don't ask, there's no money for sure. Other than that, I think it was pretty standard. That was it, I think.
Okay.
Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. Councilman Strauss.
All right, thank you. A few things on the local Board of Education, Clinton Township Board. Their next meeting is October 25th. They are in person with a live stream, but public comment has to be in person. They're continuing on their search for a permanent superintendent. They have a survey on the website that the public can access under the board tab, superintendent search, and it's any comments are due by this Friday. Parent-teacher conferences are coming up in early November, as well as the NJEA convention the first week in November as well. For the Environmental Commission, there's been some new appointments that the mayor had shared with me. They have a Windy Acres walk at this Monday coming up the 18th at 5 p.m. And I know in the past we've had some discussion regarding charging stations for electric vehicles. And I forget where I read it, but I believe the state's mandating that each municipality has to have a charging station for electric vehicles. Now, whether they're free or you can pay, that's up to the municipality, but I think that's part of something.
All right, we'll have to take a look. I know that there are requirements that certain new developments have to have them and all, so we'll definitely take a look. Yeah. And I'm overdue to meet with one of the local business owners and Mario from the Environmental Committee to take a look at possibly having one there. I think a couple other locations that mm-hmm. make some sense, including here,
right,
we can look into as well.
That's all I had for environmental and public safety. Just almost daily discussions with the new chief. He's been great to work with, transparent with everything. Seems like things are moving forward with the department, which we're happy about and thought were going to happen. Just talking about staffing, vehicles, call volume, training, attorney general guidelines. So also speaking with Vita, I think we're in line for some upcoming discussions that we will be having. So, and just miscellaneous things. I saw an email come in about the community garden. I don't know if anyone answered that.
I believe that's with Ms. Mekovitz and Ms. Davey from our attorney's firm, our counsel.
Okay. And then at number 41 Blossom Hill Road, there was a complaint about some
I'll take a look
some at recreational that. Vehicles being that's parked a, there. I think that's like almost an ongoing.
That's an annual one, and some of it I think lacks merit.
So,
but I'll check that one.
Okay,
that's a zoning enforcement matter, surely. Right?
Correct.
You said that the zoning enforcement official.
Tom has worked diligently with that property.
There's a dispute, I think, between what
like constitutes history
screening and whether it's properly screened and
Height of beholder always.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Very good.
North and Voorhees, their meeting was September 28th. The biggest thing with them is, well, last time it was masks. This time it's controversial reading from the library, and that went on for quite some time. And they said they're not going away. So on the next meeting, October 26th, I'll hear more about it. Mm. Open space, we had a maintenance plan meeting with Vita, Mike Versa, Jay, and myself, and Tom Sylvia, and we're really trying to look at all our open space properties, what we're paying for fields, mowing, and we have more trails, how we're going to do it. Also, you know, the Gitlow house, that would be included, mowing around the pavilion, just mowing it, make it look
decent. Well, except it's not open space, but yeah.
Well, it's on our open space property.
It's technically open space, but it's not Green Acres.
Not Green Acres, so.
And the pavilion is right there. Yeah. So
exactly, so just we need to make it look.
Yeah. They mow that one.
Can be added on somewhere. Yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, we have other things that are coming up for maintenance, and I think we hit our threshold this year as far as spending money for maintenance. So we want to make sure we're bidding properly for
next
year.
You mean we've hit our threshold for paying for mowing?
That's correct.
We have not hit the threshold.
No. I'm sorry. Let's make that very, very clear.
We have not spent anywhere
near
that
money. Sorry about that.
And we typically don't spend but a fraction of it.
Right, right. So, you know, we're looking at different options, and, we'll let you know what we're coming up with.
And
there's a lot of stuff involved.
It reminds me that we still have two vacancies at DPW that we've been trying to fill.
Hmm. It's
incredibly challenging to find.
Right, and then they
the
should
right
be doing potholes over mowing the trails. However,
at this point, they just need bodies.
Nobody
ride the mower hardly, I think.
Yeah. Well, we had a landscaper come in twice every other. We just need to get the details a little more ironed out. Whoever we go with for next year. As far as Wendy goes, Mark said that there was supposed to be a walk at Wendy this week. It's been scheduled for Monday. So it's going to be Mario from Environmental, I think Doug, who is our new liaison for open space. And I would like to also include some of the Windy Acres subcommittee, because wherever we decide to put these signs, which is what the visit's for, we need to be in line on how it's going to look and where it's going to go. Just a reminder that these signs are going to be paid for with the Exxon Mobil grant. This was budgeted, and it just has not been done yet. Our green team, our first meeting, you have it in the resolutions about the green team that we're forming, and hopefully we'll all vote yes on that. We have our first meeting tomorrow. The people involved are Mario, Rachel, and Sandra from Environmental, myself and Chris Hackett for Open Space. And thank you very much for getting John Higgins from the Planning Board. Yep. There's a lot of planning involved, ordinances involved, so we really need someone to, you know, help us out in that department. Mia Baldwin from the Hybrid Environmental Commission will be attending as well. We've been speaking with her. She's involved in her green team. Michelle Lee as well is going to be participating and just guiding us through the process of the green team. She says there's like a little bit of a learning curve, so I'm grateful that Hybrid is helping us out with that. Maruki and Les and I are going to review the rerouting of the trail behind the buildings of the future affordable housing.
Okay.
We thought it might be safer to not, you know, go behind it versus going across that driveway. There's a lot of there's deer paths.
Yeah,
we literally can pick up a deer path.
It's wooded in there.
Exactly. There's a lot of deer trust out there. So and there's a lot of wet spots, but we think we can avoid it. So Les is on vacation, and we'll address that when he gets back.
Great.
Disc golf, we started the practice tee, We plan on installing just the one basket right near the kiosk, so just people could just see how it works and what it's about. We literally just, so I think it's called Japanese stilt grass, which is a horrible invasive we have on all our open space properties. That's literally all we cleared. It's just that grass. So, and there's a lot more on the property. Let's see. Beaver Brook. We were supposed to meet tomorrow, but it's going to be next Friday. Clean Communities from the county. They helped us with the tire removal. We have a little bit of a dump going on at Beaver Brook where the furnaces and the dam, appliances, things like that. And I'm hoping that we can take them there and they could take care of that problem for us as well. So I'll keep you updated on that. So that's next Friday.
That's great. Okay, that's it.
Yep.
Very good. All right, from my perspective, the Recreation Committee is meeting next Monday, the 18th, so I'll have more to report after that. Also wanted to pass on some sad news. Councilwoman Switlick passed it on to me, and as well did Chairman McCaffrey from the Board of Adjustment. Ira Bryans passed away. He was a very long-time member, not only of the township, lived on Hibbler, but also of the Board of Adjustment. So I know his passing will he'll be missed. The other thing I wanted to report on very briefly is I did meet with a prospective two individuals who would like to explore a cannabis cultivation business in the township. A micro license is what they're looking for. They're both military veterans, both Army vets. One's a disabled vet, and I believe they're both still active in the reserves. So they had some. They would actually a really, I thought, well thought out proposal, certainly worth considering. And also, they had some interesting ideas in favor of some of the legislation, perhaps not all, but at least they had an interesting perspective on it. And I think it would be good for the subcommittee, the cannabis subcommittee, to take a look, see if this sort of thing made sense, consult our attorneys and see legally, what can we do, what can't we do.
Right.
But I think in a limited way, cultivation to me is the most appealing of some unappealing options in that bill, and it may make some sense, and then it may not. They had a couple sites in mind, so.
Yeah. But it sounds like those individuals would be higher up on the licensing list than others, given that they're vets and all disabled vets.
And I think there are special carve-outs.
Micro-businesses. Right. There's, for instance, there's no cap on the number of licenses that I believe that the micro-businesses can obtain from the state.
Right.
Obviously, they're limited in size and in scope.
Right.
Right. Be beneficial to them.
I think they're actually meeting tonight, granting some licenses. I think it's tonight.
And I know the rules were recently promulgated. I've not yet had a chance to review them all. Yeah. I know it's a few hundred pages worth of regulations, but they had some. I hit them with some good questions, and they had some good answers. Sure. Water usage. Their plan would be to recycle water and do hydroponics kind of.
Right, inside. And it's a micro license, so we're not talking something like.
I think capped at 2,500 square feet, I believe, is the number.
What was that?
I think these the micro businesses. I think, for instance, it's a 2,500 square foot.
Oh wow,
that's cap. I believe.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a pretty. The grow area is capped at 2,500 square feet. Was what they had said. They would be looking for a facility a little substantially larger than that to accommodate growth and that sort of thing. I think two valuable perspectives from the subcommittee, which is why we chose you guys. Perfect. So if it works well with you, I'll send you their contact information. Take a look at it. And
fine by me.
Can't hurt to consider.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk with them, sure. Right? Ears open, sure.
Very good. And last but not least, I'd like to make some appointments. Some of them were alluded to earlier. And the Environmental Commission I get to do on my own, but there is an open space appointment that I think we'll need a motion and a vote on. So the Environmental Commission would be Alex Ambrose, who is currently in an alternate seat. We'll move her to the regular member seat that expires at the end of this year. And Carl, I sent this all to you, so you should have it. And that will expire at 12/31/21, and it was previously occupied by Andrew Holt, who had to resign for personal reasons. Andrew did a great job. Yeoman's work for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Really going to be missed,
amazing.
But he had some
really miss him
both with work and with some things he's got for the township. So it's just, it was necessary, but he did a fantastic job. But hopefully Alex will be great, because not only is she going to take his seat on the commission, but we're going to make her the chairperson as well, chairwoman. And then Mario Caballero, who is in the alternate seat as well, in an alternate seat, we'll move him to a regular member seat that expires 12/31/23. And that seat was previously held by Patricia Buryak, who was a great asset to both the environmental and the open space, and was involved in Windy Acres. And unfortunately, she moved out of town with her husband, who has now vacated the historic commission seat. So I'll get that to you.
A lot of juggling.
I have a couple more seats to fill. And then from open space, we're going to appoint Douglas Picata to the environmental commission seat that expires at the end of this year. That's a one-year seat, so we'll have to reappoint next year. And for that, I would ask for a motion and a second.
Motion.
Second.
Who said motion first?
Mark.
Okay. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And then that takes care of it, I think. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The work on the mill and pave, I spoke with Jay this morning. It did not start this week as planned. He thinks it was delayed by the weather. He has some calls into the contractor. And, it's holding up some work at Gray Rock, too, so we really need to get it going. So my fingers are all appendages are crossed. But they're getting ready to gear up for leaf collection. And hopefully the improvements we keep implementing make it better and better every year. We'll have to see. Hopefully this year it goes really well. Yeah, that's it. Administrator Mekovitz, do you have you're good? Okay. That concludes our reports, and we will move on to our public hearing. This is a public hearing for an ordinance of the Township of Clinton amending Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton, to change the zone classification of the LeCompte site on Route 31, Block 29, Lot 4. From AH7, Affordable Housing District, to the ROM-1 Research Office and Manufacturing District. Repeal in their entirety the development regulations applicable to the AH7 Affordable Housing District. Create a new zoning district to be known as the AH10 Affordable Housing District, and establish development regulations applicable thereto. And change the zone classification of an approximately 2.4-acre tract on Gray Rock Road, Block 77.01, lots 2, 3, and 4, from the OB2 Office Building District to the AH10 Affordable Housing District, in accordance with the Township's third round affordable housing obligations. We discussed it briefly last meeting, and this is in compliance with our amended third round affordable housing settlement. And my sincere hope is that this will help to clean up that neck of the woods, which really kind of sorely needs it. And we have some interest in at least two of the lots, and I think a fairly reasonable plan here to address two birds, so to speak, with one stone.
Mayor, before we proceed further with this ordinance, could we just get confirmation on the record that the Planning Board did review the ordinance and issue a report?
Yes. Madam Clerk, I believe you handed that out to all of us, but we have confirmation of receipt of that report.
I assume that there were no inconsistencies between.
No, and I can read this letter dated October the 5th, 2021, and it says in brief, writing to advise you that the Clinton Township Planning Board completed its review at its regular scheduled meeting and directed me to report that the board found the ordinance to be substantially consistent with the master plan.
Thank you.
Any questions, comments from council before I kick it over to the public hearing?
Oh.
Very good. I will open the public hearing. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment on this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, any additional comments from our planner since we have you here on this particular
sure,
item?
Can I just come up for a minute?
Absolutely. Please come on up, identify yourself.
Can you swear me in, or can I just...
No.
What's up? Mm-hmm. All right. Good evening. Tom Behrens, planner with Burgess Associates for the Township's Affordable Housing Planner. So I think the mayor set the stage pretty well for this ordinance. If I could just add, this ordinance is really the culmination of several prior planning efforts, which started with that revised or started with the third amendment to the township's affordable housing settlement agreement, and primarily within which the LeCompte site was removed from the plan because of really its inability to provide affordable housing. So a few better sites were selected, which include the Gray Rock Road site, which is identified as block 77 lot, block 77.01 lots 2, 3, and 4, as well as the Ingerman Route 31 site and a commitment to create two special needs bedrooms. And the Planning Board had the opportunity to adopt an amendment to its housing element and fair share plan, an amendment to the land use plan, and a new reexamination report on June 7th of this year, setting the stage for this ordinance, which basically spelled out that these three new sites would be incorporated in the township's affordable housing plan and that the LeCompte site would revert back to its prior zoning designation as within the ROM1 zone. And the ordinance itself discusses that the LeCompte site will revert back to its prior zone designation, that a new AH10 zone will encompass the Gray Rock Road site, and it establishes the uses, which include multifamily housing and townhouse development on the Gray Rock Road site, as well as the bulk standards and a minimum affordable housing set aside of 20%. As well as the associated amendments to the zoning map and zoning schedule. So that's sort of the crux of it. And again, the mayor did a good job providing an overview, so just wanted to add those supplemental tidbits. So.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any questions? Or
there was at the zoning board a comment about the density of about 14 on the site.
Right.
Probably best if you could recap that conversation, right, Tom.
So the prescribed density in the new AH10 zone yields a total of 34 units over 2.44 acres, which is slightly over 14 units per acre, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And that is consistent with several other of the township's affordable housing zones, specifically the new Ingerman site on Route 31, for which there's an approved 146 units over, I believe, 11 or so acres. That yields a density of about 13 units per acre, as well as the Marukian site, which has a final site plan approval and will produce 84 units of affordable housing over 6 acres, which is a density of approximately 40 units per acre. So, 14 units per acre. So this proposed density of slightly over 14 units per acre is precisely in line with those other developments.
Right. And I think we talked about the height of the buildings there, given the, I'll call it the topography, that it's by a bridge, and there's a site that's higher up across the street that shouldn't look disproportionate to that area.
Right. The site, the Gray Rock Road site, is bound on three sides by public roads, Gray Rock Road, Center Street, and Old Highway 22.
Mm-hmm.
And the portion of Old Highway 22 is elevated significantly above a portion of the site, so and is pretty well vegetated. So most of the site will be disguised or, you know, won't be visible as observed from that area. So the three stories or so that are proposed, I would say, won't be as impactful as one might think, you know, when they hear three stories.
Thank you.
All right. Did I close the public hearing? I don't remember. I shall close the public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your comments, Tom.
Always a pleasure.
And
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. I'll second.
Wait, who made the motion?
Mr. Glazer.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Okay, we will move to resolutions. And the first resolution we have is resolution authorizing the purchase of asphalt for various roads with Tilcon MCCPC contract number 5, not to exceed $25,000. This is a co-op through Morris County that we engage in. They're not the mill and pave contractor this year. They are just supplying asphalt. Mm-hmm. So that's what this resolution would enable us to purchase additional asphalt.
And that's to purchase during the fall, like just in the next few months or years longer?
Ms. Mekovitz, I believe they had a need to buy additional asphalt from a different vendor. Is that correct?
I believe.
And I believe we set the number just to give them some flexibility. And I'm sure that there will be occasion where they will need to use cold patch after plowing during the winter.
Every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any Any other questions? If none, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Next, we have resolution supporting participation in the Sustainable New Jersey Municipal Certification Program. I want to thank Councilwoman Swetlik and Administrator Mekovitz for working and moving this forward, and Councilman Strauss, and you and the Environmental Commission as well. We had previously opted in to Sustainable Jersey, but belts and suspenders, we're making sure that we're fully up to snuff this time around for a real earnest effort to get ourselves qualified and get our first certification.
Yes, yeah. The only thing that was done last time was this resolution. Yeah. So none of the tasks were attempted, or I don't even know if the green team was created.
I don't believe it was.
I don't think it was. Yeah. From what I could see on the site, and I can't get full access to the site because whoever set it up is the person designated, but we'll work through them eventually.
And that goes back 2013 or 14, so quite a ways. May I have a motion?
I'll move.
May I have a second?
So moved.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Resolution approving reimbursement for the borough of to the borough of Highbridge for the proposed plantings on the Springside Wetland Open Space. This resolution, I think, pretty adequately spells out why it is needed. Essentially, the nugget is back in 2012, 2013 or so, mostly Highbridge, but also Clinton Township permitted the construction of trails without having sought the proper permissions. And as a result of that, nor actually going back to 2003 or 4 when the property was initially acquired, was a management plan ever produced that was required in the deed. So we have since now rectified that. We've requested permission, and we've addressed some of the issues that were brought to light, including one that affected one of our residents pretty directly based on the increased use of a trail that was near their home. And I think we're moving in the right direction, and in cooperation with Highbridge, we'll be planting some trees and shrubs, and they've agreed to be the actor for this. They'll be the lead agency. They'll make the purchases, and we'll reimburse. And since their portion is higher, they'll have a higher percentage of the plot that they'll bear. Any questions, comments?
And just to clarify, the total cost of plantings is the plantings, plus putting plantings in and all that. It's just not the physical plant. It's
The cost is actually the physical plant, and the anticipation is that through volunteer effort, they will get planted. We have volunteers already
lined. Some money in for some equipment. I thought
there might be some money.
There's some skids and maybe some deer proofing, but it's de minimis part. But I just want to be clear that it's not just buying a tree; it's getting the tree in the ground, because that's really what we need to get to. And it doesn't kick in until Highbridge does the deed. So we were waiting on approvals and all that, but hopefully we get them.
And to ensure that the plantings take, it is anticipated that it'll occur over the next 3 years, with one tranche going maybe this year, another one next year, and the final year after. Questions, comments?
No, I think Clinton Township has done a really good job taking care of our end, and hope Highbridge will be able to run with it at this point.
Yep.
And the volunteers, primarily from Open Space, did a great job working with people from Highbridge on the plan, the planting and everything else. So they really need to be thanked, because they did yeoman's work on this, really.
Yeah. I have a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you much.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And we'll move on to the resolution to create and establish a Green Team Advisory Committee. This is simply the group that's going to execute on that Sustainable Jersey program that we discussed in the prior resolution. We have some members. We have some room for maybe a couple more if we feel the need to add them. But I don't know that there's any discussion. You want to make a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion for the Green Team.
May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you much.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Now we have resolution adopting an amended affordable housing trust fund spending plan for the Township of Clinton. This is something that we have to do periodically, but is required as part of the process that we're going through, I think, right now, with our fair share hearing upcoming. And it's a pretty typical document. I think we did one a few years ago.
Yes, I believe the amendment is to reflect the changes in the third, in the affordable housing plan pursuant to the most recent amendments in your settlement agreement.
Is there a consequence if our projection of future, I'll say, income to the trust is not what we projected? Like, we're thinking we'll get $70,000. What if it's $40,000? Some circumstances change.
Fortunately, we lost Tom Barron. Legally, there's no consequence, obviously.
Okay. We can't fulfill
some
of the
things. How much we have to spend, and you're going to have to find funding.
But legally, there's not. We don't have to top off the funds or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We just have to make up the shortfalls somewhere else if there's stuff that you're already committed to spending on and there's not enough in your affordable housing trust fund.
But got it.
The significance of the spending plan is you can't spend anything out of your affordable housing trust fund without an approved spending plan in place.
I see.
And it corresponds to the statutory requirements of how much you can spend for soft costs and that sort of thing.
Right. Okay. And we can amend it if we need to.
Yes. Exactly. Any other comments, questions? If not, I'll make that motion. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik.
Yes.
Mayor Moy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Resolution number 8 is resolution authorizing the sale by auction of municipally owned real property no longer needed for a public purpose, 10 Concord Drive, Block 4.01, Lot 17. Don't everybody jump up and scream at once. This is fantastic.
It's taken a while.
Years in the
years.
Making. But we did finally come into possession of it, and now we're ready to auction it off. And
so
I'm sure
the
neighbors, it's going to be a public auction. It'll be posted. Yep. It'll be noticed in the paper. I'm sure they'll put a sign up on the property, and everybody shows up wherever Max Ben holds the auction. I don't know if it's at his office or if it'll be at where it'll be. And the highest bidder gets the property.
We've done it before.
Is that the property?
So. Well, but I don't know if that's universal.
They knocked the thing down. I think this is the foundation there, and I think it was fenced off as well.
The building was knocked down. It is fenced off. It's been mowed recently because we did get a complaint from Councilman Strauss to get it mown. But it is important to note, which it will be noted in the notices, that because the building has been demolished, it will likely now need a variance.
At least one variance needed in order to build it on it. Mm-hmm. The building's not there anymore.
The foundation's still there?
Doesn't
matter.
Yeah.
Oh. Doesn't matter. Yeah. So.
No, that's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, there's
nothing you can do about it. So, but yeah, it'll just be auctioned off to the highest bidder. And as the mayor indicated, there are very specific noticing requirements built into the local lands and buildings law, which is the statute that enables you to buy and sell.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interest on the property, actually.
Yeah, very much so, which is good.
Yep.
So, good. Any other comments, questions? May I have a motion?
I'll move.
May I have a second? Roll call, please.
And who's second?
I did.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Moy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Now, I was perhaps premature in saying that Max Ben will auction it, but after this resolution, hopefully Max Ben will auction it. Resolution awarding a professional services agreement to Max Ben Real Estate and Auction Company for the sale by auction of municipally owned real property no longer needed for a public purpose. I think it's self-explanatory.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik.
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Our last resolution is a resolution establishing the annual salaries and wages for the Class 3 officers. This is to align with the new contract that the high school agreed to for our Class 3 officers. They're only used for the high school. Mm-hmm. And they've agreed to a rate that was higher than what we had previously been paying them, so we need to do a resolution to authorize that increase. That's where we're at. Questions, comments?
Nope.
If not, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Yeah. And second?
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Mayor Mulley?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And I didn't mention it in reports, but it's, I think, important to note that there is a, Councilwoman Switlik will know, there's a property on Round Top Drive that we are investigating getting rid of, but we're not at this time ready to auction it. We're doing some more research to find the deed. And then
minor details.
Kind of silly stuff like that. So we have to, we'll have more to come on that.
It probably qualifies for a private sale. Right. To the abutting property owner, so there's also, there'll be a decision for the council to make at some point whether it's more advantageous to auction it or simply to offer it to the abutting property mm-hmm. owners, because it is severely undersized.
In which case we'd have to notify all three adjoining property owners.
You would, and that would have to be authorized by ordinance, not resolution, but first we just want to establish that we have clear title.
We can get rid of it.
First things first.
Correct. But as far as we can tell, it serves no public purpose, and it's quite small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nowhere close to being buildable, unlike 10 Concord.
It goes back to the 1940s, we think, as far as when it was established. So my suspicion is it was likely left for access to an adjoining lot if it were to be developed mm-hmm. or for farm access or what have you. So we'll find out. That's that. That being that, we'll now open the public comment for items not on the agenda. Anybody wish to come say anything at all? Going once or twice. The people in the audience aren't moving or shaking their heads, so we will close public comment. And I will ask for a vote or a motion, rather, to go into executive session pursuant to the language here on the agenda. It is not known precisely when the matters discussed in the session will be disclosed, and we may take action when we return. So do bear that in mind.
I move we move go to executive session.
Thank you much.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik.
Yes.
And Mayor Mulley.
Yes.
And we're in close.
Great. It is 8:28. We are returned from executive session. I have in relation to our compliance hearing upcoming for the third round Mount Laurel obligation, docket number HNT-L-000315-15, I would offer the following resolution to be moved and adopted by the governing body, and that would be to approve a revised Third Amendment to the Affordable Housing Settlement Agreement between the Township of Clinton and the Fair Share Housing Center, and that would authorize me to sign that agreement with some modifications to what we had previously approved, namely reinstating what was originally the priority for water and sewer, and change the density for the Grey Rock Road site from what we had approved previously in May or June. Comments, questions?
And the density changes to improve the financial viability so it's more palatable.
Correct.
Right?
I think that captures it. So I will make that motion. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Mayor Mulley?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you all. This concludes our normal business. May I have a motion from
the motion that we adjourn.
Second.
There you go.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
And Mayor Mulley?
Yes.
Prepare the paper. I know your review.
Okay, which one do you want? All?